The African Charter, to which Zimbabwe is a signatory for, provides, among other things, that when it comes to the issues of the right to housing, it does not specifically state that there shall be a right to housing. But with regard to decisions that have been passed by the African Commission in cases such as involving Nigeria and the Gambia, they've unequivocally stated that to enjoy other rights within the Charter, such as the right to the highest attainable mental status, one has to have or to enjoy the right to housing. So by implication, it is provided for in the Charter and has been interpreted before by the Commission in several of its cases. And also, the African Commission has conducted several fact-finding missions on forced evictions, and the one notable one is the one that they had in Sudan, the Darfur, during the forced evictions and the ethnic cleansing which occurred in Darfur.
Mr. Nyanduga, the AU envoy, is a human rights lawyer. From what you are explaining about the African Charter on human rights, could this be the reason why the government is reluctant to accommodate him?
Several reasons, as usual, as has been the case with our government, has been proffered as an excuse of delaying accepting the presence of the AU envoy in the country. One of which is that they are alleging that they were not notified in terms of the rules of procedure of the African Union. But what we have noticed is that the record of the African Commission with regards to human rights in any part of Africa has been impeccable. Though they might not be as swift as the UN to respond to issues because of several difficulties within the structural mechanics of the African Commission, they are eventually thorough when it comes to issues that they are called to address. And I think this is one of the greatest fears that the government has, that if given an opportunity and the chance to go about and interrogate the current forced evictions, a report which is likely to establish the truth, which is likely to be produced by the African Commission. So that is some of the unfounded fears that the government has with regard to the work of the African Commission.
The government is communicating its position through the government-controlled newspapers such as the Herald and the Sunday Mail without officially informing Mr. Nyanduga himself. What does this mean?
It actually displays the aspect of there being, you know, the element of mistrust between the government and the African Commission or the AU envoys. If there was an element of trust, surely they would find no harm in communicating directly to the AU envoy. Since the decision to have him or to appoint Commissioner Nyanduga on the fact-finding mission came from the African Union,